Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Snacks for Thought. Snacks for Thought are bite-sized inspirations designed to draw you closer to God. So wherever you choose to listen, make sure you subscribe. You can also follow us on Instagram. Our handle is snacks4thought. Let's get into today's episode entitled Leadership 101. David was an example of a true leader. Looking through his life, you will see characteristics a leader should possess. His obedience, his heart of repentance, and his commitment to God made him the great leader, the great man that he was. What was his secret? How can we lead like David? The answer is found in 2 Samuel 5. David was just anointed king over all of Israel, and with that news spreading, Israel's enemies began to mobilize to attack them. What did David do? In verse 19, you see that it says, "So David asked the Lord, 'Should I go and fight the Philistines? Will you hand them over to me?'" Here lies the first lesson in Leadership 101. A good leader seeks the Lord for guidance. David was a skilled enough leader to lead his men into battle. He was very familiar with the Philistines and could have defeated them, but he took the time to seek wisdom from God. It didn't matter if he could, he wanted to know if he should. As a leader, we need to slow down and ask God what he would have us to do in every situation. Lesson 2. A good leader obeys what God tells them to do. A second time, David asked the Lord what to do. In verse 23, it says, "And again, David asked the Lord what to do. 'Do not attack them straight on,' the Lord replied. 'Instead, circle around behind and attack them near the poplar tree.'" Verse 24 and 25 says, "When you hear a sound like marching feet in the tops of the poplar trees, be on alert. That will be the signal that the Lord is moving ahead of you to strike down the Philistine army." So David did what the Lord commanded, and he struck down the Philistine all the way from Gibeon to Gezer. Here's the second lesson. Obedience is key. David could have disagreed with the strategy that the Lord gave him, but he obeyed anyways. As a leader, we not only need to ask God for wisdom, we also have to obey what he tells us to do, whether it makes sense or not. Lesson 3. A good leader gives God the credit or the glory for the victory. After defeating the Philistines the first time, David exclaimed, "The Lord did it." He knew that victory belonged to the Lord and was going to make sure that everyone knew it. As a leader, we should not boast in our own strength, our own wisdom, our own accomplishments, but rather boast in what God has done. We all have the making of a good leader if we seek the Lord, obey what he tells us to do, and give him the glory.